You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman.
We have to act now. Look, climate change is not a singular issue. It is all the issues that we Democrats care about. It is health. It is national security. It is our economy.
And I'm going to put everything on the field in this race. And it has allowed me to get around the state already to talk about our job creation plan for the state of Washington.
Jay Inslee has decided that three terms are enough for one governor. He announced this morning that he will not be running for re-election in 2024. Inslee stepping off the stage leaves the door open for new Democratic candidates to step up. Joining me now is KUOW politics reporter David Hyde. Hey, David, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Libby.
So for the first time since 2012, Governor Inslee will not be on the ballot. Were you surprised to hear that he's not running?
No, this was widely expected. People in a position to know told me they would be shocked if the governor decided to run again. And of course, we had a couple of prominent Democrats thinking about running.
Yeah, we sure did. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. What do we know about why the governor has chosen to step back?
So far, we've just got a statement that I've looked at where he says he's ready to pass the torch. This is a guy with a long career in state politics and a long career just as governor. So it could be that he's ready to pass the torch.
Yeah. Of course, that statement included a big list of accomplishments that his staff would like us to talk about from the past decade. Are there any that particularly stand out to you in terms of what Inslee has accomplished in office?
You know, he puts climate legislation first on the list, top of this list of the statement that we read. And there are a number of significant accomplishments here in Washington state. We're supposed to be 100% clean power by 2024, thanks to the Clean Energy Transformation Act, I think it was called. And also remember, climate change was also his signature issue when he ran for president in 2020, and it's been his passion for many, many years. I don't know if you talked to him back when he was, you know, still in Congress, but he used to like to come on KUOW, and I remember one time he came on and talked for an entire hour just about carbon sequestration. So if there's any issue that Jay Inslee likes to nerd out about, it's climate policy. But there's a lot of stuff on this list. His moratorium on the death penalty back in 2014, and then this year, the death penalty is abolished. He just signed that this last month. And there are other issues, fighting the Trump administration, abortion, gun control, a number of things.
When Inslee signed these three new pieces of gun control legislation last week, that was including the 10-day waiting period for gun purchases in Washington state. There was a ban on the sale of military-style assault weapons like the AR-15. And the third piece of legislation made it easier for the state to sue gun manufacturers and dealers if the weapons are used in a crime. I was really struck that with this assault weapons ban in particular, there was a full circle kind of connection to Inslee's earlier political career. David, can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, that's a great one to bring up. Of course, as you know, Inslee served in Congress twice. The first time back in the early 90s, he was representing a central Washington district, the only Democrat to do that. And in 1994, ends up voting for the federal assault weapons ban. That's also the year that he loses his seat. And he later says, well, that's why, because I voted for that assault weapons ban. And of course, guns are such a polarizing issue. Now that federal assault weapons ban then later expires in 2004. There hasn't been another one since. So now it comes full circle with Inslee signing this state assault weapons ban. We're the 10th state to do that. And I think the other question now, though, is in terms of legacy, will it hold up with this U.S. Supreme Court? There are three challenges already by gun rights groups, and a Supreme Court decision in 2021 appears to have set a really high bar for this type of gun regulation. So we'll see what happens. But definitely for Inslee, he comes full circle.
Of course, opponents of the governor are going to be happy to see him go. David, what are some of the biggest criticisms of his tenure that you think may stick?
You know, I mean, it depends on who you ask. Obviously, it's a pretty blue state, and Republicans have a hard time winning here. But of course, many of them, including his opponent, Lauren Culp from 2020, were concerned about COVID regulations. he and his supporters, of course, say, look, we saved a lot of lives during the pandemic. But as we all know, there's folks who felt like, in particular, on school closures, for example, that Inslee went too far.
Yeah. But Inslee's team, of course, will point out that Washington had an extremely low COVID death rate compared with the rest of the country. I mean, the sixth lowest COVID death rate in the country, which is pretty remarkable. Let's turn briefly to what's next. David, on this show, we have certainly interviewed some Democratic gubernatorial hopefuls. The big question has always been whether Inslee was going to run again or clear the way so they can start their campaigns. Now that there is confirmed an upcoming vacancy in the governor's mansion, who are the most likely candidates that we're going to be seeing competing for that Democratic nomination?
So, as you know, Washington's Attorney General Bob Ferguson, he's made a lot of national press over the last few years fighting President Trump, bringing dozens of federal lawsuits against the Trump administration. We've also got State Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz. I spoke with her, I guess as you did, about a possible run as well. And, you know, she seems to be most proud of her record generating some bipartisan support on issues like wildfires and climate change.
Of these potential candidates, who do you feel has the best initial footing to start their gubernatorial race?
So a few weeks ago, everyone would have said Bob Ferguson. In fact, everyone did say Bob Ferguson because he's got all this unspent campaign cash that's available to him, nearly $3 million. Franz only got around 30,000 of that type of money. But state regulators now are being asked to change the law saying that these surplus campaign funds, which weren't originally raised for him to run for governor, are monies that he shouldn't spend as in a run for governor. So if Ferguson doesn't end up having the money and state regulators act on that, that would definitely level the playing field, at least when it comes to the money, quite a lot. So I think the short answer is we don't really know yet.
Yeah. But still, for name recognition, he's got to be at the top of that conversation. And if national politics are going the way they are, which is a lot of conversation about Dobbs and reproductive rights and protecting those state by state, Ferguson, again, has a lot to talk about in terms of the work that his office is doing to try to protect the legal rights of people seeking abortions in Washington state. David, are there any Republican front runners in a 2024 race yet?
Not that I know of. You know, it's a tough assignment. We had Lauren Culp the last time running, I think in part, and, you know, he wasn't terribly successful. I think in part because it's a tough position for Republicans to be in a state that hasn't elected a Republican to that office since 1980.
So Governor Inslee, of course, says he's still got a lot to do. He's not going to be leaving office until the new governor is elected and inaugurated in the beginning of 2025. But now that we have this moment to kind of reflect here, what do you think the Governor Inslee era will most be remembered for, David?
I think it's impossible to know because we don't really know what the priorities of future generations are going to be. But if I had to guess, I'm going to say back to climate change and climate change policy, because the governor has made that the signature issue of his career and really, you know, pushed on that issue in particular. I would say for members of the press, though, it's going to be his football metaphors, 100%. Inslee, former quarterback, now heading into the overtime of his career.
Wow, that was a Hail Mary of an analogy there. David Hyde, we are also going to be speaking with Governor Inslee when he is going to join our show this Thursday. We had that a previously scheduled interview coming up this Thursday, and hey, we've got a big piece of news to talk to him about. So if you do have any questions, folks in the listening audience, for Governor Inslee, leave us a voicemail at 206-221-3213. Again, that's 206-221-3213. David Hyde, politics reporter for KUOW. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Libby.
And just after we talked to David, Washington's Commissioner of Public Lands, Hillary Franz, sent him a statement. And that reads, quote, "I am humbled and honored that so many people across the state have asked me to run for governor. If I run, it's because I believe that I can make a positive impact and help create a stronger, more prosperous future for everyone. I am considering it and will make my decision in the coming days." Thanks for listening to Soundside. This show is only possible because listeners support us. If you're able to give right now, please check out the show notes for a link to donate. And don't forget, you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM Seattle at noon and 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org.